Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Radio show. One show. Radio show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we prank the fuck out of people. I takes no prisoners. I hold nothing fucking sacred. Anyone is fair game. I don't give a crap. If you got a number you want me to call, if you have someone that's been pissing you off that you want their day messed up, and you give me a great reason, then it's time to prank them. Anyways, our first victim, it was given to me by, I'm not going to mention names because, you know, if they listen back here, they could be, oh, he's a, you know, people tend to be bitches when they get pranked. Like, they lose nothing. They lose nothing, but, you know, sometime, and then they want to be bitches about it. So, first victim. Okay, this is how stupid I am right now. A first call failed, they didn't pick up, and I hung up on myself. So, yes, asshole of the day is me. We got Nina. What up, Nina? Okay, I fucked it up right now. All right, we got guest one in the talk show chat room. What up? All right, let's call the... I only got two numbers, tell you the truth. Tell you the truth. I only got two numbers. All right, let me see if... okay, we got three numbers. All right, let's do this. All righty. Okay. I know exactly how to get this person. Thank you, Tammy. Tammy is an angel. Call it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn it. Really? Just really? All right. On to the next victim. Tammy's an angel of the highest order. We got Nina. Nina's an angel. We got Nina. We got Maston Ship. We got Dogman Arizona. You know, that's the nature of the prank call shows. sometimes they just don't pick up. I might have to, yeah, and it really feels kind of hacky to freaking go through Craigslist and prank hookers. But what, you know what? Let's do a twist. I know what to do. Yes. I'm gonna call a transsexual. A transsexual hooker. And, that's not it. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know why it makes me feel bad when they have bigger dicks than mine. It's like, oh, you're a chick. Well, no, you're not. Ew. I mean, some of you might get the joke, the reference, some of you may not. What the fuck? Jesus. This is just really fucked up, honestly. Honestly, fucked up. Shit. This is just really... Okay, here we go. Let me just... You know, they space out the numbers to keep from getting booted. So it's kind of hard. Again, if you want to send me a phone number, crotchoutradio@yahoo.com, and or direct message me at LouisB1 on the Twitter. So that way but don't put it in the chat room for obvious reasons. Because, you know, I might have someone on here that's a fucking snitch. Like the last time someone snitched me out. Like, you know, it's like, shit. It's like, oh, we don't like prank calls, so we're gonna ruin Louis' shit. We're just gonna fuck Louis' shit up. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. 4-2. Okay. 4-7-4-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6- Wait, that's not right, too. Alright, got it. I know people are chatting. I was too busy trying to get the number here. Call a store. Neat. See if an Eskimos has a transsexual hooker who can fill the role of a dragon. That. What? Dragon? Kaleo, is that you? It's probably Kaleo. Kaleo running around acting foolish. Alright. Let's see. Add people to this. Boom.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Chris Geo.
Hello.
How you doing, sweetheart? Infinite love and consciousness is the only way. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm just calling you because I want to set up some fun between me, you, and my girlfriend. Are you down with that?
Sure.
Sure. So, anyways, what I like to do is I like to I got these like finger tambourines. And I like to, like, you know, while we're going at it, I like to, like, bring them. Because we're very New Agey and spiritual. You know, we're just doing this, you know, just to experiment. Because I've never been with a woman of your quality.
Oh, that sounds interesting, baby.
It does. So, I mean, do you charge like double the rates for a you know, between a man and a woman and you?
I definitely do. It would be 150 for just you, and then it would be another 100 for her as well.
What is that, the pussy premium?
Something like that.
Well, I'm a DJ. You probably heard of me. You could probably Google my name. I mean, you know, I'm very famous. I, you know, have my own album out. Also, you know, I mean, if we like each other, you know, maybe you could be a dancer in one of my videos.
Sure, that sounds great.
So, but the only problem is, you know, I still live with my mom. They're kind of like uptight and conservative. You know how they are, Christians. Do you do in calls, baby?
No, just out. I mean, I'm sorry. I do in calls. That's it. I don't do out calls anyway.
Oh, you don't do out calls. You do only in calls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, anyways, all right. So, Kate. Can you What? So where at? I can't talk right now. You got me all nervous. So what neighborhood are you in, sweetheart?
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Bushwick.
Okay, I'm actually in Hunts Point.
Oh. I drive.
Okay.
They still got y'all in Hunts Point?
You said they still have us in Hunts Point. What's that supposed to mean?
You know, black people.
I guess some.
Wow, because I thought since they opened up that police station on Longwood Avenue, they would have just cleaned up the neighborhood for the hipsters.
Oh no, no, it's pretty cultural, multicultural around here.
I see. So do you like Greek guys? I'm very hairy.
That's fine, baby. I don't have any discrimination. Not over here, anyway.
Do you shave? Because I don't want to start any fires.
Yes, I definitely. I'm smooth, baby.
You're smooth. Okay. Do you use the Nair or you know? What do you do?
No, I shave.
Oh, so you're complete. You make sure it's like the nubs are gone and everything.
Yeah, I'm shaved.
So you're in Hunts Point. So I drive. I could get there. I could pretty much get there in like what, 45 minutes? You think if I take JFK, not the JFK. So you,
it's fast.
Yeah, it's fast. All right. So what cross streets like Hunts Point and what?
I'm on Tiffany and Spofford.
So that would be like $180 for me and my wife, Cherie.
No, it would be $250 for you and your wife.
Oh, $250. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. See, I messed up. So it's $100 for the pussy premium is $100. I mean, why $100 more for the pussy?
Well, normally it's $150 per extra person anyway.
Oh, I see. So it's not because she's a woman and girls are icky, right?
Yeah. No.
Ah. So it's $250 for how many hours?
That's for the hour. Now, what exactly did you? She was going to be involved? Were you? What exactly?
No, we do everything together. She's like my Wonder Twin. I mean, she's a squirter. She's like Jan, and she turns into, you know, water, and I'm like the beast, like girl. You know what I mean? Like. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, Batman was butt fucking Superman. So you know, I'm so into that. I like to be stirred up from the inside. I mean, Chris Gio, you know, it to me is like a butt fucker. You know what I mean? I like to get fucked. You know, it's fantastic.
Okay.
So anyway, so I guess I'll be, I guess we're on our way, because 250 sounds right up my alley, or right up my ass.
Well, it can be both. Just give me a call back when you're, so you're on your way now?
I'm on my way now. We're ready. We're primed. I mean, so, and, you know, I'll just hop in my smart car and we'll be over there.
Okay.
All right. Later, sweetheart.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And that's how you start fucking Dumb Room.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus! Oh, fuck him. If he didn't fuck with me, I wouldn't be doing this. Oh snap, we got So all right, let's see who has a phone number for me. Fucking Chris Geo fucking hiring a transsexual prostitute like a crazy person. Going out at night in this little smart car. Fucking trannies. Like a crazy person. Alright. Okay, I'm trying not to read this out loud, so I'm just going to be like... Really? Really? My dog got ran over by a steamroller? Oh, man, I just got a period. So, dog was like, period. I'm shocked right now. I am very... $250. That asshole must be fucking made out of gold. I mean, come on, really? $250. Like a crazy person. God. Really? I should be working with the cops just, you know, catching them. In fact, let me put the ad here. This is who I called with the deep ass voice. Very passable. Boom. That's the ad right there. I put it in the chat room on the site. Let me put it here as well, so that way guest one can listen. Ready? Who just messaged me? Tammy. Oh, guess one is Tammy. Hi, Tammy. Tammy's an angel. Tammy was also my flavor of the month. Me and her had hot sex. No, I'm just kidding. No, that wasn't a real female, Zoe. That's called a transsexual. Not a real female. Jesus. Jesus! All right. Let me get to the next call. Oh no, I already tried calling that one. Oh, I know how to do this. All right.
going to answer your call at this time, but please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, man, my name is Chris. I saw your ad on Craigslist. I was kind of hoping I'd be able to catch you. I mean, after we've had that nice hot chat, I was kind of hoping we could meet up and, you know, cross swords. So I guess I'll call you back later, right? Love you. Bye. And that's how you leave a fucked up message on someone's answering machine. And I should have said his name. Damn it. Alright, who's next? Oh, I know. And he's not even listening to the damn show. Fucking Ben sends me a number. God, you know, see, you know, they blame Asperger's for the killing of the children over there in Connecticut. But this kid that sent me this number, he has Asperger's, and he's a fucking flake. God, if I was talking about fucking Mac computers pranking people, I think he'd be here. Jesus. Alright, anyways, he sent me this number, and, Alright, got it. Alright, calling this guy now. Fucking Ben.
Hello?
Frederick.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Tom. I am calling you to make you apologize for disrespecting me and my girl before I fucking hack the shit out of your computer. I already got it on my screen. I'm going to start fucking with it now unless I get an apology.
For what?
What do you mean for what? You know what you fucking did. Don't be a fucking bitch, all right, Frederick?
No, I don't know what I did.
No, I'm gonna hack your computer. I'm gonna make sure you don't have internet anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How do you not know what I'm talking about? You were talking shit on Facebook to my girl because she told you no, and then she had to come to me crying because you called her a cunt. So either apologize, Stacy. First of all, watch your mouth.
Who did I say it to? Honestly, I don't know.
All right, I believe you. All right, bye. All right, I'm going to have to talk to... No more getting phone numbers from fucking Ben. Because that kid... I'm not going to be messing with a fucking special needs kid. I'm not. And it just hit me, because I'm listening to his voice, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to hell for that. I'm sorry, Christy. We will not be having food talk in the chat room. That is banned talk. No, because, you know, come on. It's like kicking a kitten into the fucking river. I'm not messing with the special needs kids. That's just really fucked up. I mean, look, messing with a hooker and convincing an old woman that she's joining a fucking homosexual association, that's one thing. But messing with someone that really can't fucking handle it, I mean, come on, I got a line. I do have a line. Oh, man, I'm an asshole, but I don't want to be a fucking bully. Like, I only want to mess with people that are going to fight back. No food talk. Christy just doesn't respect the rules. She really doesn't. All right. Who should I call next? You know, Christy, she's insufferable. She's gonna fucking post pictures of her fucking food, make everyone hungry. Call Walmart and ask for Mike Hunt. Really? 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 Yeah, Dogman, he says, I got a number for you. That this guy, either send it to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com or direct message me on Twitter at crotchshot at LouisB1 or on Skype, crotchshot radio. Yeah, but come on, how are you gonna be a dragon with lame ideas like that? Like, really, can't you like call someone and, you know, tell them, yo, you got any good prank call ideas? No. I'm gonna ask you one more time. Do you have good prank call ideas? It's like, call somebody. Jesus. Damn it, do I have to be the dragon master myself? Alright, let's do this again. You wanna? Oh, okay. No phone number here. Shit. Okay, let's find a crossdresser and do the and fuck around again. Smooth femme. Oh, that's really fucked up. I mean, really, really. Why do they do this? Why are there? You know. It's like, I want to dress like a woman and be fucked by a guy. Like, really? Really? Do you see what I got to do for you for your entertainment? This is just really fucking me up right now. It's like, ah, fuck you. Ugh. Because now I'm trying to actually find a crossdresser to fuck with. Oh, Jesus. No fucking phone number with this one. Oh, that's fucked up. Alright. Alright. Cross swords. Alrighty. As we call. Call a 24 emergency plumber, use a female. I can't do a female voice. Say you need a real man to come over and late. You know, I got Mastin Ship freaking giving me the lamest ideas ever. Not very dragon right now. I'm just gonna say that right now. That sounds more of a jackass. Zoe.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Are you, doesn't say your name in the ad, I'm sorry. Hello? Can you hear me? Fuck. Alright, let me try calling again.
Hello, it's Amy. Please leave your message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message.
Fuck it.
You have finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, I'm Chris Geo. You can Google my picture. I want to find a girl of your caliber. I love cross-dressers. And I just want to cuckold my girlfriend, Cherie, into, seeing me take it, you know, in the ass. Alright. I guess you don't want to fulfill my fantasy. Alright, there we go. fuck that. Really, fuck Gio. Honestly, fuck Gio. Ask McDonald's how healthy their meat glue is. Okay. Boom. Alrighty. Oh, okay, we got Dogman's prank number, but, okay, let's do this. The prank call show. Hope everyone's enjoying the prank call show. I'm gonna take a break soon after this call, so.
Hello, you've reached a voicemail for Ann Hall. At this time, I'm unavailable to take your call personally, but if you'd like to leave a message at the tone, I'll get back to you as quickly as I can.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for calling and have a great day.
Hello, my name is Jim Stokoviak. I heard that you are a queen, and I would like to have you on my show to interview you. Please, I will call you back later because I do not have an active incoming phone line as they are fixing my my connection. Thank you very much, Your Highness, and I will call you right back. Okay. Again, my name is Jim Stokoviak, Freedom Fighter Radio. Yes. All right. Okay, let's see what dog. The bounty hunter. Why, sorry. Why do I want to prank a deaf guy? I don't want to prank a deaf guy. That's not, like, I want people that are going to fight with me. That's part of the joke. All right. Okay, I'll mess with him. Wait, let me do Dogman's first. Do Dogman's first. First come, first served. I'm, Bill. He thinks he's the shit. Makes any kind of idea. Oh, why can't I freaking? Ugh, okay. I have to do it like this. All right, I'm getting the number from Dogman from the email he sent me. Again, if you got any numbers, crotchoutradio@yahoo.com, crotchoutradio on Skype, LouisB1 on Twitter. Just direct message me. Please do not put numbers in the chat room for obvious reasons. I got snitches that are bitches. Or bitches. I don't know. Snitches that act like bitches. Alright. I know. I mess with him. Ah, fuck. It's busy? What the fuck? Okay, the number is busy, so I will come back to that. Let me mess with this guy. Hello? Oh, that's a Pennsylvania number. Okay.
You have reached CB Arbogast Commercial Realty.
All right. Christy, I think you gave me the wrong number. Okay. into reptilians. Zoe came through. All right, call in this one.
Hello?
Curtis.
Yes.
Is this Curtis?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm calling, pertaining to your ad on Craigslist for some, you know, fun.
I don't have anything on Craigslist.
You don't? I mean, I got this number from an ad on Craigslist in the, you know, men for men, you know, section. You're into, you know, bear on bear loving.
That wasn't me.
Are you sure? I mean, well, you sound kind of cute. Can I come over?
It wasn't me.
What happened?
It wasn't me.
Are you sure? Like, I'm not, but I'm asking if, you know, if it wasn't you, like, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, you know what I mean? Can I come over? Maybe.
No.
Do
that.
Well, have you tried it?
No.
Well, how do you know? How can you knock it if you haven't tried it?
I'm good the other way.
Come on, we could cross swords, you know, see where it goes, you know? Play some Cat Stevens, you know, get some Chinese, you know, have some fun. And he hung up. All right, I'm going to fuck with him again. Curtis. He hung up again. All right. I think the trick is to get him pissed.
Hello?
Curtis.
What?
Why you keep hanging up on me?
I don't know where you got this number, but you need to quit calling it.
Come on, I got it on Craigslist. I'm trying to see, maybe I could get some limes,
I have no listings on Craigslist, so...
Rub it up and down your body, lick it off. I mean, come on, I'm pretty sure you'd be down with that. Yeah, come on, don't be a sissy. How about this? You know, you put on a dress so that way, you know, it's not weird.
I have nothing on Craigslist. I don't swing that way. I'm not going to do that. So you
come
need
on. To learn. Learn to experiment. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, or we'll go to your house.
Come to my house. See what the fuck happens.
Oh, really? Are you offering some man on man love?
No, I'm offering a fucking .38 shell up your ass.
Well, you can't shoot me if I don't have a gun, but I have a nice freaking steel pipe for you in my pants.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why does anything have to be wrong with me? It's natural, and you should feel it too. Hello?
Please do not call this number back. I am
come
not interested in
Curtis,
that shit.
Curtis. Come on, relax, sweetheart.
You're a dick.
What? I got a big one. You want to touch it? You want to feel it? Feel it in the back of your throat? And he hung up. oh, shit. All right. Thank you.
I don't want to pick up the phone!
Hey, this is me.
Okay.
Some faggot is calling me!
He's hiding in his closet, just worried. My ass is in danger.
How do I go to call history?
Yeah. Is that your fat girlfriend? Would it make you feel better if she joined in? Hello? Curtis? He hung up. Don't tell him it's a prank. Let him be pissed off. Let that stuffed shirt son of a bitch stay pissed. Alright. Who else? We got another number from Dogman. Keep that Muppet stood. Oh, okay. Alright, let's try Dogman's number again. And first, we'll keep it all in one email, Dogman. You know, because if you would have called through and I would have said something like that, the whole operation would have been fucked. How do you regard a call history? Fuck this shit up. He was like, what? What's going on? Okay. Add people to this call. Uh-oh. Alrighty. Add people to this call. Okay. Uh-oh. Don't tell me it's not... don't tell me Skype is fucking me up now. Alrighty. Uh-oh. Okay. Let me call... Oh, that's what I did wrong. Okay. The trick is not to put the dashes or else it won't go through. Cheryl?
Yes?
Hi, I saw your ad on Craigslist. So how much for an hour of sex?
I don't have an ad on Craigslist. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, this is the number, right? Hello? Thanks for calling. And calling me a hoe. All right. Off. Now she's picking up and hanging up. I don't want no one to know that I'm a hoe.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, well. Sure. Hey, that's I don't know. Okay. Oh, okay. By the way, Kat Stacks is free, and I know some of you don't know that, but if you Google her pictures, you'll see why I am excited. So, anyways, I'm a perv. I'm a perv. Okay, so, all right. My name is... All right. Next victim. Victim. V-I-D-I-M.
Louis likes to prank call people. That he makes him a shell. He loves the Jews.
Swear to God. I know I'm going to hear that shit.
Hello, you've reached Cheryl Ladenburg. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you as quickly as possible. Have a great...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay.
Hey, Cheryl. It's me, Jimmy. I'm looking for Bob. Apparently, we were supposed to meet up tonight. Go to the club, meet up with the girl. So, if you give him a chance, tell him to call Jimmy. All right, bye. And that's how you ruin a marriage. Oh shit!
I ruined the marriage. Yeah, I ruined the marriage.
Get some live action, Louis.
All right.
Oh fuck, Louis. Why fuck? Oh fuck, Louis. Why does Louis always gotta be like, oh fuck, Louis? Is it about the Kat Stacks? Did you Google Kat Stacks and see why Louis likes? I like my women with problems. I like my women with, like, that were damaged. I don't know. Like, turns me on, like, so bad. She's a crazy therapist. All right, not working. All right, I'm gonna take a quick break. Hopefully, you guys get some more numbers for me. I'm gonna play a song. Because I don't want to pay none of my old prank calls because they've been played out, I think. Freaking Curtis. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't want no man-on-man sex. I have a fat girlfriend who I'm very happy with. God damn it. We will have none of that shit. All right. Oh, I know. Fuck it. I haven't played them in a while. This is My Beloved Tragedy with their song, Sanctuary.
Takes me over.
rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover. My luck's left me a departed. Circle the same, my prayer started. But who are you coming to my sanctuary? Speaking of this love, it is so arbitrary. Do you think that you can't own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fight with all your talks of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me? Weather, a storm, solely just you and me. Now freeze, hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness ending. Recite to me works of magic, so my ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength's diminished? Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me?
What's up? That was My Beloved Tragedy with their fantastic song. Say, Sanctuary from their Say Goodbye album. Check out My Beloved Tragedy at facebook.com/My Beloved Tragedy. They're fantastic. Please please support that band. Listen to their stuff. Sir Chase, I've been trying to get him on for a while, but you know, our schedules never seem to connect and come together. But they have a fantastic sound. I just can't say enough good shit about My Beloved Tragedy. Apparently there is a fantastic rock scene where they're at, and I keep forgetting where they're, In Columbus, Ohio, there seems to be a fantastic rock scene there. Their website is also purevolume.com/My Beloved Tragedy. They are currently unsigned, so if you know anything, just know anybody, let them. So, there we go. We're back. We're doing the prank call show. Let's see. I don't know. Here we go. Not her. Okay. All right. Next. I'm in the head right there. Number four. The first. Ready, the first one. Game on. Hope you guys like that song. I mean, you know, my music tastes aren't to everyone's liking, but you know.
Hello?
Austin.
Oh, you got the wrong number.
I got the wrong number? Oh, because I saw this number on Craigslist. Down for some man-on-man action? Damn it! Alright. He's laughing now. But we'll get him. I don't know the name of the guy, Tammy. Oh, Hartley.
Hello?
Hartley, I'm sorry. I meant Hartley. How you doing?
Who's this?
This is me, Steve. I saw your name on number on Craigslist. I'm sorry. I'm just answering a bunch of ads on Craigslist. I got your name mixed up. So I was just wondering where you want to meet. Do you like? Are you a pitcher?
What the fuck are you talking about? Who is it?
I told you my name, Hartley. Come on, dude. Stop playing games. You posted it out on Craigslist. You're looking for a guy to, you know, help keep you warm tonight.
Who is this?
My name is Steve. I told you.
Hello.
Hartley, I swear to God, you hang up on me one more time, I'm going to come to where you at, and I'm just going to bend you over like the bitch that you are.
Who is this?
This is Steve. Why you keep asking? I keep asking you the number. I know you're nice and tight. You said you're ready to go.
Hey.
You got your ass freshly shaved. I told you, Craigslist. What?
You call here again, buddy. You're going to have a police trace on the number.
Okay. Oh, you're going to trace my number. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to come over? Because I'm just trying to get laid, you fuck. I'm going to have this number traced. I woke him up. You know I woke his ass up. Wake the hell up with Louis B. He's like, who the hell? What? I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. Have this number traced with my cyclonic technology. Okay. Fuck it, one more time.
Ah. I'm calling again. Ah, fuck it, this is busy. He's not picking up. Alright, next number. Next number. Alright, I know who to call. I know who to call. Alright, boom. I wonder if they'll pick up. It's Casey. He's back. They're not picking up.
Domino's, will this be dine-in, delivery, or carry-out?
Yes. How you doing? I would like some Dean with some cheese.
Ooh, baby. I've got your cheese. What kind would you like? Titty cheese or toe cheese or?
Why you gotta steal the titty cheese joke for?
You think you're gonna prank me?
No, that's the joke. I knew you would know it was me.
Okay.
it's part of the charm.
Ah, yes, very charming.
All right. So whose life did I wreck?
Well, I gave you a couple numbers there. I mean, but yeah. Don't mess with Bob. Mess with Cheryl.
Yeah, but you didn't give me the full thing, and I needed. I like if there was something like that.
Someone skipped it.
I didn't skip it. Did I skip it?
Something like that.
Oh, I didn't read the whole thing, didn't I? Wait, hold on.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Hey, there's another dude that wants to be Led Zeppelin when he grows up. I think he's like 50-something.
Okay. All right. Well, continue listening. I'll call back. All right. There we go. At least somebody. In a white room. With black curtains on the station. Okay, can someone name me a Led Zeppelin song real quick in the chat room? I'm in this place. Why do I got? She said Led Zeppelin. I'm thinking Cream. In a white room with black curtains at the station. Copy selection. Okay. I wait in this place to the. I haven't heard that song in so long. All right. Calling.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 41759.
Damn it. All right. Let's try this again. All right. I'm calling. I keep calling. Hello? Well, how the fuck he picks up and he hangs up? What an asshole.
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Ah. All right. I know who to call. Oh, God. All right. It all goes back to him.
Hello,
Russ. It's me, Russ. We there are people out here that we need to shoot in the face.
You're having a show, are you, Louie?
Yeah. No, this ain't Louie. This is Russ. Russ, this is Russ.
Louie, you're having a show and you're calling me.
Russ, this is not Louie. This is Russ. Russ Jr. I keep my aim true like you. I keep my aim true like you taught me, Dad. I shot 5 people in the face.
Well, did it feel good?
Of course it did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Those 5 people, you think they felt good?
Well, that's not the point. The point is to rid them from the sight of God.
Are you God?
No, I'm not God. I'm God's helper. With my shotgun, I rid the world of his abominations.
Well, but he didn't make any abominations, and God says to love your enemy, Louis. So
I love them. I love them, so I helped them to go to hell that much faster.
Did you? What happens if something would have happened tomorrow that would have changed their way and they would have gotten better?
Well, too late. God flooded the world really fast. Those people could have changed.
That's a misnomer of man's interpretation of what happened. Man flooded the world by his own ignorance, see? And that's what's getting ready to happen again.
Okay.
God created the plan and put it in motion, and it's up to
God created me. But God created me. God created me, and he created this Smith & Wesson that I use to shoot people in the face.
Louie, you know, I really don't feel good.
Louie. This is Rust Up. This is Rust Up Jr. Anyways, get some rest, and I'll keep fighting the good fight.
And entertain people, but I really don't feel good.
Okay, God bless. Okay.
You take care now. Quit shooting people in the face now.
Okay. I know that was almost lame, but you know. Mm-hmm. But now he's preaching. Okay, hold on. I need to get a status report. Let me get a status report.
Pizza Hut, will this be dine-in delivery or carry out?
Did I do good, boss? Did I do good? I need some validation. Did I do good?
Okay. Did you feel good about it?
Did I do good? I want validation. Did I do good?
Did you feel good about it?
No, that's not what I'm asking. Why you gotta be so difficult? Did I do good?
That's your answer. If it made you feel good, it was good. If it didn't make you feel good, it probably wasn't.
Did it make you feel good?
It made me feel good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I'll call you later. Bye. All right. Boom. I got my validation for the day. I feel good. Oh, okay. Let me see. We got Jeff in the chat room. Jeff 777777. Thank you for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. If you got some phone numbers, if you want me to prank, you could go to crowdshotradio@yahoo.com. tweet them, direct message me specifically at LouisB1 on Twitter. And he left. What an asshole. All right. Domino's. It's like she just lives at Domino's. I'm pretty sure they give her a room. Like, here, you're one of our best customers. Okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Amit Patel is calling in.
What's up, man?
Amit, I'm doing a live prank call show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. And I'm getting I need to get numbers. Please don't say numbers out loud if you have someone you want me to attack. Because
I'll text it to you.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. For security reasons. Yes. I would actually like to call the president of now. Just be like, I'm.
Lesbians are very vindictive people.
Yeah, no, I'll call as a transsexual, said that I had full gender reassignment surgery and my salary dropped by 20%.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay, here goes. I'm going to type it, okay?
All right, type it.
Now you may not get this asshole because she doesn't usually respond to her phone, but give it a try.
Okay, well, who is this person and why should I go after them? And also, please type their name. I mean, their name, why I should go after them, so that way I could come up with a scenario in my head.
I just have her listed as asshole in here, but hold on.
Oh, damn.
She's basically a bitch that, you know, just fucked me over, and, you know, I took it gracefully, and I just ignored her. I was like, whatever. But
well, we shouldn't take anything gracefully when we're hurt.
True. Yeah. But I at least acted like a mature human being about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that it's too late not to act immature.
Right.
All right, so here it goes. Let's find out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Men are an OkCupid, so I should still have all the emails. So just give me a brief moment here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Alrighty, let's see.
Hold on.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And by the way, I would like to say I'm happy that Cat Stacks is now free from jail, because I like women with problems for some reason.
I hate this damn system.
Yes, so do I. As we wait for him to get his, yeah.
God damn it. What the hell is this? God. Shit, man. Hold up. Oh, here, I'm going to type it in. Got her name.
Alrighty. How does she fuck you over?
Well, she didn't really fuck me over. She just dumped me in a very, very egregiously way.
Oh, okay.
Here's what happened. Now, just let's know summary of it. Basically, I never met her. Person to person, we just talked on the phone.
And most of the time, she was really busy. So I just let her have her time. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be the doting beta male who's going to freaking just, you know, go after her, begging and pleading to talk to her. Like, you know, now and then I'd say hi, hello, or how's it going? But if I didn't get a response back from her, I just let it be. Anyways, I believe it was election day that I called her, or that she, we were texting each other, and I basically wrote, you know, she's like, so did you vote? I'm like, unfortunately, I can't because I'm here in Orlando and my voting precinct is over in Polk County. And it's too late for me to go, or I mean, I can't go now because I'm still here at work. She's like, oh, that sucks. I voted a couple of days ago. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't even ask her who she voted for. I was like, personally, I don't like the choices that we have. Both of them are not that qualified. And I'm just not really keen on the way things are going to shape up because, you know, the brand of incompetency that we're probably going to get is, you know, going to lead to more money being taken from our pockets. And you know, that's why I'm really not keen on voting. And I said something to that effect. And she's like, oh, so you wanted to vote for the other guy? I was like, not necessarily. I mean, I think there are other candidates that are running. And if I really wanted to spend my vote, I'd at least lend them some support to the candidates that I find best qualified. I don't know too much about the candidates. I'd have to go through and actually read the paperwork. Because, you know, they give you a brief synopsis of each presidential candidate's platform and their background. You know, their resume, if you will, for the job.
Yeah.
Okay. And as a dutiful, you know, as a dutiful employer, you're supposed to look over someone's resume and credentials before you give them the fucking job. Anyways, long story short, she said, oh, well, because I support Obama and his health care. I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I didn't debate her too much, but I basically addressed my concerns I had because I was personally, you know, supporting my parents.
Damn. All right, so let me make some calls. They're like, oh, Louie, are you gonna make some calls? All right, let's do this.
Anyways, she calls me when she's drunk or she's out partying and stuff. And she's like, I don't think we can. You know, I don't know. You just seem a little bit too rigid. And I was like, okay. And basically, she just went on and on and on. I was like, okay. I get what you're saying. I understand. And
Let me call. We'll handle this bitch right now.
All right.
Stay quiet. Don't try not to laugh on the phone.
I'm muting my phone.
Hello.
Hey, Ellie, what's up?
Who is this?
My name, you don't remember me? This is Steve. We met at the club. I helped you to your car, you know, with your friends, because you got, like, really, really drunk. You gave me your number.
No.
Okay, well... All right, well, I guess you were too blitzed out your mind. I know I really shouldn't have called because you were drunk, but I was kind of hoping you were, like, so fucking adorable. I just wanted to see if I could get to know you.
Yeah, I don't remember who you are.
Well, maybe I could remind you, or at least tell you about myself. You know, my name is Steve, like I said. You know, I'm, you know, 6'7", white guy. You know, I have a great job. I was the guy that drove the Audi, the black Audi. Still no?
Hello? At Alicia's house?
What? Well, anyways, you like when you were drunk, you were telling me how much you thought I was cute, that if your friends weren't there, you would definitely take me home. And I mean, I know you were drunk, so I'm not going to hold that against you. I just, I'm the type of guy that likes to take it nice and slow anyway. So, I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know who I'm talking about? How do you not know I'm? So how did I get your number, sweetheart?
No idea.
Well, I just love your laugh. You just sound really cute. Anyways, I mean, have you ever had a guy, call you and say, hey, I think you're cute. Like, excuse me, miss, what's your name? I just want to get to know you. The night is young. Girl, give me a chance. You know that song, right?
I have no idea who you are.
Well, I'm trying to tell you who I am, sweetheart. I'm just asking for a chance to tell you who I am and why. I don't even know you're single. I mean, I assumed you're single because, I mean, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't just give your number out to nobody, to everybody, unless that's like a drunk thing.
I have no idea who you are, and I know that I did not talk to you.
How do you know? I mean, how did I get your number? You don't know how you got your number. I'm telling you, you gave me your number. Trust me. I am worth getting to know. I mean, when I know you were drunk, but I mean, I could just tell.
When was I drunk?
What?
When?
What do you mean when? Like, last week.
Oh, like last week?
Yeah. Last weekend.
Okay, where was I again last weekend?
Okay, why are you playing Columbo? How did I get your number? Just explain how did I get your number if... Yeah.
I don't know how you got my number, but I definitely wasn't drunk at no club last weekend.
You weren't, but you were with your girlfriends, you were, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetie.
I get the wrong number.
What?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, come on. You were offering to blow me and all that nice shit. I mean, come on. I mean, I didn't take you. I didn't take you serious because I don't take advantage of drunk girls, because sloppy, when they're acting like sloppy animals. I just want to, I'm just trying to get to know you, It's not like I'm saying here's $100 suck my dick, what I mean? I'm just saying hey. Yeah, I know. Wow, it's amazing. I'm one of those guys that doesn't pay for sex. I'm trying to do this proper, and it seems like you're just trying to play games.
And where was I last weekend? Refresh my memory.
Refresh your memory.
Yeah.
Sweetie, I don't want to play a game. I'm just trying to get to know you, and it seems like you just want to play some games.
Well, I'm just trying to remember where I was last weekend since I was so drunk.
You were so drunk. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember where I was. Please refresh my memory.
Look, I know you played. You could play this game with your dad and your brother, but not with me. Not with me.
My dad and my brother. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know. You could disrespect. You disrespect the men in your family, but you're not gonna disrespect me, okay? I was trying to be nice to you. Now it really seems like you don't want to say. You just don't want a nice guy in your life. That's just really sad. I don't know. Who hurt you, or what made, or whatever stories that you were told? But not every guy is a fucking asshole. It's just some guys are out there. Like me, I'm fucking Captain Save-A-Ho, and you're just smacking me.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm a nice guy. I go out there. To do nice guy things, and it seems like you're not getting it, you're not understanding it, or you don't recognize it. And that's really sad that you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what's wrong with me. Jeez.
Yeah. Anyways, when you get a chance, I'll call you back, all right?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Bye. All right, bye.
Okay.
Yeah, she was pissed. She's like, what?
I should have given you more information. That way, you would have been able to have a more legitimate story, because I do know that she goes, like, to the Blue Martini and shit like that. See, that's the real tough thing is I wish that we would have done this right after she had dumped me. That way, I would have exactly known where she was.
Yeah.
That would have made things even more, like, spicy as shit. I just hope she doesn't fucking do the whole star 69 your ass.
She's not going to find me. I'm calling from Skype. Yeah. And plus, she doesn't seem that bright.
No, she's not, actually. She's actually one of them Appalachian Mountain...
I can tell by the way she argues, like, really... Really? Like, I hate when women do that because they try to act so fucking superior by saying one word, like, really? 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 Where am I? Where was I? No, you're the sloppy animal. You tell me. You silly animal. man, that's...
If she doesn't remember, then clearly she really was drunk.
Yeah. Okay, we got,
I got some more candy for you.
Alright,
only if you're interested.
Okay, Tambourine, Tammy, where's that number from? Okay,
yeah. Wait, who's Tammy?
Oh, I got other people listening, sending me phone numbers, so. Alright, next call, I got. Goodness. Wow, 11:30? I've been doing this for 2 hours? I got no fucking life.
Well, now, please bear with me here, because, I've only just caught on, so don't end the show.
Yeah, I'm calling now, so stay.
All right, I'm going to mute.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Fidel?
Who's calling?
Mi nombre es Jose. I'm calling because I visited your restaurant and I ordered the carnitas. And yo estoy enfermo. I'm sick now.
Carnitas? I don't feel carnitas there.
Are you not? So what the hell did I eat? I thought it was carnitas. Okay, I thought it was carnitas. What the hell did I eat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Your food made me sick, and I'm, you know.
Who gave you my cell phone number? First
who thing. Gave you? The manager.
What manager?
I don't know his name. They said call this number and talk to Fidel.
What time?
What do you mean, what time? Okay, does it matter? Your food made me sick.
They go to the hospital and bring the bill. Send the bill.
No. You send the bill? How's about I go there and whoop your ass and send you back to Mexico?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Mama huevo.
I send your mom, too.
Mama huevo, pendejo. Hijo de gran puta sucio. ¿Y qué? Mamau. And he hangs up. Calling him back. Fucking Fidel. Fidel. Yo estoy muy enfermo. Yo voy a cagar encima toda tu maldita familia.
I say, sir. Okay.
I'll meet you at the tracks. I'll meet you at the fucking tracks. All right? Get ready to get broken, son. Yo voy a romper tu maldita cara.
I say, with due respect,
porque mi, no. Mi estómago está muy enfermo. Respeta a nadie. So culpa tuyo, pendejo. What kind? Where
know,
the
what
fuck?
Where? I don't know who gave my cell phone number. I'm not the owner. I'm the manager.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking. Oh, you're the manager. So so now you got your people fucking playing games. Oh shit, mira. I'm gonna fucking break your fucking
legs. Okay, what restaurant you go to eat first thing?
I'm gonna go.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Meet me at the fucking tracks. I'm gonna, and if you don't show up, I will go to the restaurant every fucking day and I'll ask for Fidel. And if they show me you, I'm gonna drag you out of the fucking restaurant and fucking shit down your throat. And then this is else what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take your fucking wallet out your pocket, find out where you live from your ID, and I'm gonna go there. You want to make me sick and you think that shit is funny? You want to play games, you son of a bitch?
What restaurant do you go to eat first?
Mira, look, go back to fucking Guadalajara with that bullshit. Maldito Mexicano. Okay. You want to be Mr. Tough Guy? Oh, now it's sir. Now it's sir. You told me fuck you and now it's sir?
Yeah, because you told me bad things first. You know, I call my cell phone with respect. You know, I don't know what are you talking about. I don't know who are you. You understand what I'm saying?
Ah, qué chocha. What a puss. I went to the La Hacienda in Hollister.
Okay, Hollister. All right, listen to me. I'm only the manager. I'm not the owner, okay?
They told me you're in charge of the kitchen, that you make sure the people wash their hands and do that. And now I swear to God, I've been shitting so much, my ass is burning.
Okay.
So someone's going to get fucked up for this one.
Okay.
Okay? What do you need to do? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, meet me at the tracks.
At the tracks? I'm with my family. What are you talking about?
Bring your family because I'm gonna fucking send them to the tracks too.
There's something wrong with you, man. I'm serious.
No, yeah, there is something wrong with me. My stomach is fucked up and your food did it.
Okay, the only thing I need to do or say to you, go to the hospital? What I need to do?
Shoot, I'm drinking Gatorade, I'm having Imodium AD, you know, I don't got insurance, motherfucker.
Okay, you know what? You see, you talk bad words, I never... Oh, shit.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow, okay? I'm gonna see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, shit.
Good God, man.
Duh, damn. Thank God. Sometimes it's good to know a little bit of Spanish. Oh, dude, he's like, first he's acting tough and shit, and then he's like, what, sir?
Oh, I got another one if you're ready. You want another one?
Hold on. Somebody requested I call him back.
Oh, no. Oh, man, come on.
Leave the Mexican alone.
Oh, have some variety, right?
Well, yeah, but... that poor bastard. He's like, I'm with my family, man. Bring him with you. Take a witness, you get fucked up.
Oh, I got one right here. I got one right here, okay?
Shh. Ah!
Hello?
Hello?
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I got the shits.
Can I ask from what?
Yeah, can tell Fidel that I'm going to meet him at Ernie Biggs.
Ernie Biggs?
Yep.
For what, sir?
What do you mean for what? Who's this?
You're not Fidel. Put Fidel on. I hear him whispering in the background. Don't be a fucking sissy.
I'm a police officer.
Why you're stuttering?
I'm trying to explain that I'm a police officer, sir.
You know it's against the law to impersonate a police officer.
You know it's also against the law to threaten someone. You know that, right, sir?
Is it really? Who's yes. making threats? Did you hear the threats?
From what I heard, I'm not.
You didn't hear the call. You didn't hear no threats.
No, the
so there was no there was no threat. So there was no threats. Look, I'm not. Look, sir. Look.
Random number.
Random number. Look, I don't got time for this. I want to speak to the manager.
You know what?
I think there's some racist crap going on because I'm a white man and he gave me tainted food.
Sir, we
Miguel. Relax.
I'm not Miguel, sir.
You're not Miguel?
No.
You sound convincing.
How does that sound convincing, sir?
You don't sound convinced that you're Miguel. That you're not Miguel.
Can I ask you your name, sir?
My name is Ted Johnson of Branson, Missouri.
All right.
And don't worry, we're going to clear this up. I'm going to go and I'm going to have a nice discussion with Fidel. He took that as a threat. That's his problem. That sounds like he a coward. So he called the cops because he wants to escape responsibility for making me sick.
All right.
All right.
Any other occasions? We can sell this out like gentlemen.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you can just tell us your problem. We can fix it, and we'll be
better. Like gentlemen, like what? We're gonna take 10 paces, and you're gonna shoot me in the back?
No, that'd be the abuse, sir.
All right. So you said settle this like gentlemen. That's what I mean. That sounds like a threat. So what's your badge number?
A badge number?
Yeah. What? Did I stutter?
No.
What's your badge number?
Why would I want to tell my badge number?
Oh, come on. By law, you need to tell me your fucking badge number, boy. Come on. Don't play. Yes. Don't play no games. What's your badge number? What a cop. You're some cop.
Yeah, dude.
You're not a cop.
No, sir. This is his son. I'm just trying to help my dad out here.
Oh, that's your father? Oh, so you're not a cop?
No.
Wow, you're just the biggest bitch as he is. He raised some good children.
Look,
we'll settle this like gentlemen and have you motherfuckers have departed. How's that? Why don't you go back to cooking pork by burying it in the fucking desert?
I was born in Arkansas, sir.
Oh, so you're just as fucking ignorant as he is.
No, I was born in Arkansas.
I don't give a shit if you were born on the moon. This is bad, horrible service, and you freaking trying to play cop. You know what? I should call the real cops and tell them that you're impersonating police officer. Bye-bye, future. How dare you try to intimidate me by acting like a police officer? How much of a big... Don't be whispering, you piece of shit. Oh, they're having themselves a spit conference right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Where are you? Okay, we'll find you. Where are you?
Oh, you can come find me? You're Mexican. You're a coward. You'll probably run away.
No, you don't want none of this.
Okay. Oh, now you're acting tough, huh? I can meet you by the tracks.
What tracks?
Bring your father, bring your fucking little Mexican wetback sister.
You find me, man.
I will find you, break both your goddamn legs. You want to act so tough?
I got 4 kids to take care of, so you.
Whatever, memo.
Yeah,
okay, senor.
Si, senor.
Hijo le gran puta.
Hey. If you shot me, you need to kill me because
I have 4 kids to take care.
God damn. So your wife actually sat, fucking dealt with your dumb ass for 4 kids?
Well, 4 kids. How many you have?
I'm smart enough not to have any, so that way I can have all the fun I want. Oh, I fuck Mexican, I fuck black bitches, I fuck Mexican bitches all the time.
You're lucky, you're lucky.
Yes, I am.
Anyways, I'm calling to say Mike
Hines is gonna buy you out and you're going back to Mexico. So have a good night. Go to hell. Thanks for giving me the shits, you son of a bitch.
Hey, I forgot
to say. Hey, fuck you. Anyways. And done.
Okay, now, one of mine.
What?
One of mine, now.
Okay, all right. People are liking it in the chat room. His kid's trying to act like a cop. Oh, I'm just trying to help out my dad.
All right, we've got this one bitch. Now, she's a Hillary worshiper.
Oh.
Yeah, you ready for this one?
Let's do this. Just send me the number.
Actually, you know what? She probably will know it's me because, she'll know that I gave out the number, so I'm going to stay away from that. I got a better one, though. Hold off a minute now.
All right, we got 15 minutes.
Oh man, come on, dude.
Well, I've been doing it for an hour. Shit, even I get tired. Like, yeah, I gotta come up with scenarios and fucking fight with people. All it gets
right,
tired.
This bitch right here is she's a Florida alimony lawyer.
Oh snap.
Come on, you know it's too juicy not to let this go.
That's why I'm saying, oh, snap, because I want at her.
Her name is Debbie.
Debbie! All right, she's a Florida divorce lawyer, and she's okay.
Oh, damn, dude.
Shh. All right, calling now.
Hello, please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Debbie.
Hi, my name is Chris Geo.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Chris Geo. I'm calling for the Hillary for President 2016 campaign. We're actually calling random people from the mailing list for them to get
this hour of the night. I'm sorry. I'm not worried about 2016 right now.
I'm sorry. It's just that we're getting to a lot of people on the list. I'm sorry if it's late. If you want to be taken off our mailing list, please let us know. Oh, the bitch hung up. Oh, okay. Calling me this hour. So then why the fuck she pick up?
State your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Debbie.
I swear to God, this rude fucking bitch just hung up on me. Hi, Chris Geo?
Is not.
Oh man, what the hell? Shit. Oh,
that was
man. Damn.
I'm not worried about 2016.
Why not?
Oh Jesus.
I don't think
she's going to win, but who knows?
Nah. Nah, I think Hillary Clinton just lost the vote. Fucking Hillary Clinton's people just called me so late at night. What the fuck? Well, that way I just helped save the world. That's one less vote for Hillary Clinton. Fuck that bitch. I'm a remember this come 2015. Oof.
Yo, I got the ultimate one for you.
Alrighty. Yeah, this has got to be the last one because my throat is starting to hurt. All
right, her name is Kat, and she's a Craigslist hooker.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah. So this is gonna get interesting now, okay?
Well, I already called Craigslist transsexual hookers.
How the hell did that go?
Talked about slapping swords and shit like that. It was hilarious.
Oh, dude. You know what? That does sound pretty good. But I'm going to get...
Wait, her what?
Her name is Stephanie, and she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
So you got the home field advantage, okay?
Yes.
Give me a minute here. Remember, Stephanie.
Is it Kat or Stephanie?
Hold on a minute.
And how the hell do you have a number to a hooker?
Because I saw the ad online, dummy.
Oh. I thought she's one of yours.
I did see her a while ago, but she wasn't a hooker at the time.
Oh.
She was just a bar waitress.
Ah, oh, okay. Well, that's just as bad.
Oh, hold on.
I've been dreaming of a white Christmas.
You're a month too late for that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I just Googled her number. Let's see what she looks like.
Here. Let me send you the link right here, dude. Okay. Her name is Veronica on the ad, so call her Veronica or she's going to think suspicious. Call her Veronica. Did you get the link?
Wow, she does look kind of mannish. Oh, shit. Sexy Italian girlfriend? Thought she said she was Puerto Rican.
No. She is for it. Look at the whole thing. She says, "Hey guys, Veronica, let me help you start this new year amazing. I'm a Puerto Rican beauty. Ask about my sexy Italian girlfriend. You can have double the fun or just one."
Oh damn! You know she does have a nice fat ass. I just gotta say.
Yeah, yo, that she did, man. She did.
She made
freaking chicken parmesan for me one night. Fucking butt ass naked, only wearing an apron, and she crossed out to kiss the cook and said, "Fuck the cook."
So how did that end wrong? I mean, damn. How did you fuck that up?
Because she was not making enough money, and she didn't want to exactly, you know, shack up or anything like that, and you know, she wanted me to kind of, you know, loan her some money, and it just...
Oh, fuck that. All right.
That's how she naturally transitioned from being a bartender to this, but when I went out with her, she was a bartender, so...
All right, so, fair enough. Game on. Fucking go digging hoe. All right.
Yeah.
Calling her now.
Fair enough.
She probably won't pick up.
It's helping. Hello?
Hey, Veronica?
No, this is Sky. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, dímelo, ¿cómo está? This is Veronica?
Yes.
hey, I saw your ad on Backpage, and I was kind of wondering, do you do out calls or in calls?
Both.
Both? Okay. I was thinking about doing an in call. How much for the hour?
$160.
Well, okay, $160. Okay, how big's your dick?
Huh?
How big's your dick?
12 inches.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Do you think you can
handle that? Oh, no, that's fucking perfect for me. I mean, so, okay, so you're completely clean, right?
Bro, are you fucking with me?
Aren't you a transsexual escort? Hello? Look, I want to get this pop. I want to get this popping. So you are a transsexual.
Are you a fucking faggot?
No, of course not. Are you?
All right. Well, go fuck yourself.
Why are you getting so mean with me? Okay. She got pissed. Are you a fucking? Are you a fucking faggot? Okay.
She's very, like, rough around the edges, but, man, is she a freaking wildcat in the bedroom.
Well, that's why she only charges $160. If she was any good, she would be $300 an hour.
You're calling her again?
Yes.
Hello?
You obviously are not a high-class hooker.
What?
What? First of all, stop smoking.
If you could, please don't call my phone again.
Yeah, shut up! You're fucking low-class whore. Yeah, thank you. I have a 12-inch cock for the compliment. Oh, shit. Oh, God. One more time. What's she going to do? Call the cops? There's someone calling me on my hooker line.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 40727232356 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm going to be writing some bad reviews about you because this is horrible customer service. Horrible customer service. You should be ashamed of yourselves, and I bet your vaginas are rotted out. Okay? Low class. All right, done.
Lou, you're mean.
No, well, you know, it really doesn't count to be nice to a prostitute because they're already dead on the inside.
They really are, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, really treating them like people is just really just for practice.
Is it really? I mean, isn't that the problem, though? The problem is that we treat girls with respect and they don't like it. So why do we need to practice respecting girls? Why?
Well, no. Not just necessarily. No, just being cool to people in general.
Cool to guys will get you everywhere. Cool to girls ain't gonna get you shit.
No, yeah, but if you could practice being nice with a dummy, then when it comes to your fellow man, you'll be even better.
Yeah, but men aren't dummies, though. It's not going to be that easy, but I hear you.
Okay.
Practice makes perfect. I hear you.
Yes. I thought you were calling other men dummies. I was about to say, return your masculinist card now, please.
No way.
No way.
These are the ones who freaking, like, sign up their vaginas for freaking Toad Load Weekly.
I mean, really, if you're going to sell your body like that, man or woman, you deserve zero respect. You deserve whatever crap comes your way. So...
Yeah, I mean, she used to, like, talk real, like, aggressive in the bedroom.
Well, no, I'm just saying, well, but look what she's doing. Don't praise her. Don't praise her. She's a criminal now.
Yeah, she is a criminal. You're right.
And the fact is, she can't find a real job because she's too lazy, so she would rather lie down on her back and take a dick for $150, which is overvaluing her, you know, judging by her fucking personality alone. Fuck her.
Well, how much do hookers cost in New York?
Well, about the same. I mean, it depends who you get. I mean, especially if you get the Asian ones, you know, they want to overcharge. Like, they, fuck that. Yeah.
Well,
like, that's you know, why, it's like, I would, fuck that, I'm not gonna pay, like, who the fuck do you think you are? You think you're more special than me because you got a vagina? Get the fuck out of here, I'm not paying that. It's like, and that's what I tell women whenever they fucking contact me and like, oh, you're cute, oh, by the way, if you wanna hang out with me, it's $150 an hour. Oh, you're gonna charge me like you're doing me a favor? I fucking take you out on a date and you still want money? Get the fuck out of here. Man, you know, they don't even have the goddamn decency to fucking give you a coupon. Shit. I want to go,
some of
seriously.
Them stopwatch, and they'll actually time it so that to the very minute.
Yeah. Christy, can I just bash a woman without you freaking, like, posting links with Tobias? Can I just, like, have one day where you're just cool with me bashing chicks? And I'm not even talking about real chicks. I'm talking about hookers. Can't I just bash a hooker?
No,
I mean,
you gotta,
Chris,
to call them hookers. They're adult entertainment providers. Or
yeah, fuck it.
Sex
fuck it, they're hookers.
Sex workers, that's what they call them.
Yeah, no, hookers.
Who's giving
you
all this guff?
I can't, you know, it's like, come on, Chrissy, you can't take it personally because you were never a hooker. God, can I just have one? Let me just be right about one. Okay. Anyway, oh shit, it's midnight. Anyways, yeah, it's midnight, and yeah, no, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. We should definitely do the live prank call show again. I'd like to thank Casey, Christy, Nancy, Stargate to Eden, Tammy, Vegeta. His awesomeness is over 9,000! Okay, we got Zoe, Dogman, Nina, and Anon who just showed up. Yeah, we had fun. And thank God I had nothing planned and you guys came through with the phone numbers. So, this is much your triumph as mine.
Yo, hit me up on Skype after you're done.
Oh, hold on. Someone just like, hey, Louis, where is that prostitute so I can call her? Really, dude?
Send him the link. Send him the link.
All righty. No, I can't. I'm no. Actually, no, because I don't feel like getting ratted out, because I always get fucking ratted out.
What do you mean ratted out? What are you talking about?
Somebody will tell them, oh, you know, this is where the show is, where someone pranked you. So anyways... Like I'll get ratted out. Look, young man, young sir, find your own hoe. Anyways, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.